Makeup shapes beauty standards. Makeup is politically charged as long as a woman's value is tied to her looks. It can deceive, hide flaws, show wealth, and express uniqueness. Throughout history, powerful women like Empress Wu, Queen Elizabeth I, and Hillary Rodham Clinton have used makeup to gain power in a male-dominated world. In a society where men's views on womanhood set beauty standards, makeup can both empower women and reinforce stereotypes. Wealthy white women often shape these standards, making it challenging for women of color to fit in. Society's views on acceptable makeup use depend on factors like gender, wealth, race, and sexuality. Makeup can convey or take away worth, protect or endanger wearers, and serve as a battleground against the patriarchy. Traditionally, women, men in music, and LGBTQ+ communities are increasingly wearing makeup to make statements or challenge privilege. In today's world, not talking about who controls, wants, or collects the power of makeup hurts fairness. For example, it's hard to find historical records of how some oppressed groups used makeup, because society has mostly seen these things from the viewpoint of Caucasian males. By looking at the power structures that keep marginalized groups down, makeup can be seen as both unimportant and practical, meaningless and important, depending on who wears it, why, when, and how. Makeup being only for women is a Western idea. For a long time, ancient cultures in the Middle East and indigenous peoples used makeup for different reasons and didn't limit it to one gender. For example, in ancient Egypt, where the weather was harsh, skincare was important for health. Both men and women used oils and perfumes and highlighted their facial features, especially around the eyes. Indigenous cultures used paint and tattoos for special reasons, like celebrating important events. In America, indigenous people accepted the two-spirit idea, which now includes non-binary people in the LGBTQ+ community. These individuals were highly respected as spiritual guides because they embodied both genders. However, colonizers erased this part of indigenous culture by forcing Western gender ideas and punishing or ignoring such spiritual leaders as deviants. During the Enlightenment and Regency times in Europe, both women and men used makeup. But by the 1800s, only women were allowed to wear it, aiming for a more natural look. In the 20th century, big names in the makeup industry like Helena Rubinstein and Elizabeth Arden made it trendy for high-status women to wear makeup, turning it into a symbol of status. In the mid-20th century, women could choose not to wear makeup and still be considered feminine. Men also began to wear makeup without being seen as unmanly. For example, David Bowie, Boy George, and Prince embraced makeup, contributing to its acceptance by men in the 21st century. Today, young men often share their makeup and skincare routines on Instagram. For gender-fluid individuals and Generation Z, makeup is a form of self-expression. It can challenge traditional gender roles or reinforce them. Women needed to manage men's perception of power. Looking good has always been important for women who want power, even in ancient times. For example, in China, where rules were strict, it was hard for women to have political power. However, Empress Wu managed to become powerful by using her beauty. She became the emperor's wife and then ruled as regent for her son. She wore makeup to look beautiful and to hide how tough she could be. Empress Wu didn't think women should stay hidden. Instead, she liked to show off her wealth and beauty at big events. But when her enemies kicked her out in 705 CE, she started dressing more simply and stopped wearing makeup. Queen Elizabeth I of England used makeup to create a specific image. To avoid appearing weak to those who wanted her to marry and have a son, she maintained a virgin queen persona. This required a lot of makeup to make her look always pale, young, and pure. Unfortunately, the makeup she used contained harmful substances like lead, mercury, and arsenic. Elizabeth used makeup to hide signs of aging, illness, and weakness, which were things no monarch, especially a queen without a king, could show. She relied on makeup to protect herself, in a world where men often tried to undermine and control her. In today's world, women in politics have a tough time. They need to look feminine, but not too much because people might think they're not capable. Hillary Rodham Clinton, for instance, changed her style when she went from being first lady in the 1990s to running for office in 2008. People noticed her makeup more. Looks matter a lot, especially for women in politics. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got attention when she wore hoop earrings and red lipstick for her swearing-in. She wanted to show her feminine side while representing her area in New York. Makeup, or its absence, can influence court cases in the U.S. In the 1920s, some women in Chicago were in the news for doing violent things, and they ended up in jail on Murderous Row. One of them was Sabea Nitti, who came from Italy and was accused of killing her husband. Because she was poor and didn't speak much English, the police thought she was an easy person to blame. The lawyers who wanted to prove how tough the courts were wanted to convict her. One lawyer even made fun of Nitti for being ugly and poor. She wasn't like the rich, stylish women who were popular at the time, with short hair, makeup, and fancy hats. It seemed like Nitti would be found guilty until a woman's lawyer took her case. She worked on Nitti's looks, making her skin lighter with lemon juice, cutting and coloring her hair, and using makeup to make her look beautiful and innocent. Eventually, the lawyers dropped the case because there wasn't enough evidence. The use of makeup by female crime victims. Female crime victims often use makeup strategically to gain sympathy from the justice system. In rape trials, they apply less makeup to appear more vulnerable and in need of help. They aim to look like victims, using makeup to make their eyes look bigger and their lips fuller. Rape victims often get asked about their lifestyle, like if they smoked, drank, were single moms, or wore lots of makeup. It's like they're being blamed for what happened to them because of how they look or live. The courts judge them based on a standard that favors white, rich people, which isn't fair to minorities and those who aren't wealthy. Women who strive to be respectable often fall short because the system doesn't value their independence. Makeup can offer protection, but it can also trap them in social expectations that aim to control them, reducing them to a surface image and taking away their control. The beauty industry in America has a history of racism. In the 19th century, American culture considered Caucasian women beautiful, but didn't value the beauty of Black women. This difference in standards, based on European ideals, made it difficult for Black women to gain the social and economic benefits associated with beauty. During the early 1900s, new department stores for Black women didn't have beauty counters. Black entrepreneurs Anthony Overton and Madame C.J. Walker started selling makeup door-to-door to address Black women's beauty needs. Walker understood that society judged Black women more harshly based on their appearance, which affected their access to better jobs. She taught Black women how to care for their hair and skin and created grooming products specifically for them. Walker's advertisements showed that Black women could be both beautiful and powerful. In the 1940s and 1950s, Black actresses were rare in movies, often typecast as maids or mammies. Lena Horne tried to change this by taking on glamorous roles, but makeup artists struggled to find suitable shades for her light brown skin. She eventually left the film industry to pursue live entertainment. By the 1970s and 80s, makeup companies began offering a variety of shades for Black customers. In the 21st century, Rihanna launched the Fenty Cosmetic line with 40 shades, catering to women of color. This was a huge success and prompted CoverGirl to expand its range of foundation shades. However, the preference for lighter skin tones persists globally, as seen in the popularity of skin bleaching products. Makeup choice can protest. Makeup has been used as a tool by the oppressed against the oppressor. In New York, gay men openly defied a law that banned men from wearing makeup. They used makeup and non-conforming clothing to show solidarity, even though they knew the risks of exposing themselves. For example, at the Stonewall Inn, a famous gay bar, people had to look gender nonconforming to enter. During the Stonewall riots, police targeted trans women and men wearing makeup for arrest. In Hong Kong, during protests in 2019 against laws to send citizens to mainland China, young people painted their faces like the Joker from Batman. This helped them hide their identities and avoid being targeted by authorities. In London and Moscow, people often wear camouflage makeup in areas with surveillance. This protects protesters from being targeted for reprisal when they exercise their right to protest. Throughout different phases of the women's liberation movement since 1918, makeup has been a topic of debate regarding femininity and power. In the first wave, suffragettes avoided wearing makeup. In the second wave, feminists protested against makeup, seeing it as a distraction from more critical issues. They were criticized for making the women's movement about superficial things instead of real-world concerns. During the third wave, feminists accepted their femininity and advocated for the right to choose their appearance based on personal preference. In the current wave, feminists are divided on whether makeup empowers or oppresses. Some view the decision to wear makeup as a politically significant choice. Depending on the culture and context, makeup can convey powerful messages and implications. Key points. 1. Makeup reflects and challenges societal norms, empowering women while reinforcing stereotypes. 2. Throughout history, makeup has been a tool for power, used by influential women and marginalized groups. 3. Makeup's impact extends beyond beauty, influencing court cases and societal perceptions. 4. The beauty industry has a complex history of racism, evolving to address diverse needs. 5. Makeup choice can be a form of protest and self-expression, challenging societal norms. 6. Feminist movements have had varying perspectives on makeup, reflecting broader debates on femininity and power.